TMP, 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 TMP. What's the vibes, man? In this episode, we're gonna be talking about one of my favorite topics: rappers that don't get enough respect. This will probably be an ongoing series, like a lot of our other series. Again, we got pods that's discussing the best rappers of all time and rappers that's goated and that will be goated and all this other stuff. So, we just like to attack things from both sides. All right. So, the first rapper I'm gonna talk about is Lil Flip. Lil Flip from Houston. Prime was probably about 2005 to 2007, as far as his prime in the public eye. Rose to fame with the hit "Game Over." Kind of had a nice run. When I say his prime, it's like it wasn't like he was just around for a minute. Like when Flip was on top, he was on top for a minute. Like number one albums, number one singles for a minute. Like "Game Over" was the song of the year when that came out. I remember being a kid when that came out, and that whack ass "Sunshine" that was a big ass hit too. It was whack, but it was a big ass hit. So he was doing numbers. New generation H-Town rapper wasn't like Ghetto Boys or Scarface, but for my generation, he was like one of the first, if not the first, H-Town rapper that kind of stepped out and put like the lean and the grills and all that to the forefront before Mike Jones, before Paul Wall and all them. All right, so that's just a little background to Flip. His downfall was, most would say, was the battle with T.I. Most would say T.I. ethered him. So we're going to discuss a little bit why Flip should get, that's why he gets disrespected. These are the reasons why Flip should get more respect. He's a freestyle king. And if you really fuck with rap, hip hop, the skill of it, then you understand how difficult it is to freestyle. If you ever rap before, if you know people that rap, you understand how hard it is to freestyle. And Lil Flip, literally, that's how he came up. Like, it wasn't a freestyle, like, wrote it down and memorized it and brought it to the studio or had it on his phone and read it. Nah. It was like, it's a brown couch, it's a flat screen, it's a heater, it's a cup. Make me a rap about that on the spot. And he would do it. And Lil Flip always had a good flow. Top tier flow. Not a great flow, but a top tier flow. So it's not like he was saying a bunch of bullshit. It wasn't the most lyrical, spiritual, miracle, all that, like a Kendrick Lamar or Eminem. But he always had a top tier flow. So just the fact that he could freestyle for hours, like it's, if you YouTube Lil Flip freestyles, one of my favorite songs of all time is a freestyle from Flip called "We Blow Endo." And it's him rapping on a screwed up beat, like, "You sound like this," because, that's how they rap. But like the beat is screwed down, he's screwed down, screwed up, whatever they call it. Yeah, the beat is slowed down, which they call being screwed up. And he's screwed up, and he rapping in his fire. He rapping for like 5 minutes, just freestyling on a 3-6 Mafia beat. And you can tell that he freestyling because he fuck up a couple times and then he just try to get right back on it, then he start rapping again. Your favorite rapper can't do that. Your favorite T.I. probably, I don't want to say T.I. can't do that. People, I don't want to, I never seen your favorite rapper do that. I've never even seen Hov do that. Hov has let it be known. I don't know what Hov would tell you, but I know, and I've researched, and I've seen Hov interviews where he says he just has rhymes stored up in his head. So he don't really even need to write. He just can write it in his head. I'm talking about tell Hov shit in the room, like I said, Flip be doing and having freestyle. The only other rapper that come to mind that I know for a fact can do that and do it crazy is Kendrick Lamar. And he's goated. He's like, you can easily make a case for him as being the greatest rapper of all time, especially just skill wise, but he got the sales too. So when you juxtapose Kendrick and a Flip, and you putting them on the same skill level with something they can do rap wise, put them in the same 1% or something, that's impressive. I mean, you try to do it. See how long you last, and Flip do that shit for 5, 10. He got shit doing it for hours. If you YouTube Flip, Lil Flip freestyle, that's how he got on. That's how they used to do. They just freestyle, 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 freestyle. They was called the Freestyle Kings. And he's a freestyle king. So that's the biggest reason why Flip needs to get more respect than he does, because he's skilled. He can do something that 99% of rappers can't do, or they too scared to do because they're going to look stupid. I seen Snoop do it. And it sound okay. Matter of fact, Snoop did it live on Versus, I believe. And we'll get back to that later. I believe Snoop did that live on Versus. So, yeah, Snoop another one. And again, Snoop another one who ain't the most lyrical, spiritual, miracle, all that shit. But he got that flow. So he can literally say anything and it's going to sound good. That's the definition of having a flow. So, the freestyles. Sells. He did sell 23 million. Now, he did some of it, you know, behind the terrible song Sunshine. But the song Game Over that came out, when it came out, it was fire. He had some other shit too. But he got sales. 23 million albums sold. It's not like he was just like a one-hit wonder and he faded away. He had a moment. He had a couple of years. He had some dope features. Another thing, he was independent. So, obviously, it was a bunch more independent artists before him that did probably bigger numbers before him, but will be after him. But when I first seen Lil Flip, it was the This Is The Way We Ball video. And he had like a Warren Moon jerk throwback on. I was like, oh, that shit crazy. The Houston Warren Moon baby blue throwback on. I was like, yo. And it was just corny. I couldn't get into the song, the hook. This is the way we ball. Like, I couldn't really get into it. It was corny. But I liked the video. I liked, like, it was aesthetically pleasing. Okay? As my baby would say. So, that kind of got me on the Flip. And I realized, I started doing research on him. And I seen Sun has sold 500,000 albums independently before he got a deal. That's why he got a big deal. So Flip was already a major star in the biggest state in our country. He was a major star in Texas. Already getting money, already selling albums. It is so hard to be an independent artist to even, I'm pretty sure he got independent albums that sold 100,000. He may have had that since he fell out the limelight. He might have had independent albums that went gold. I would not be surprised. That sold 500,000. I would not be surprised. So that in and of itself is crazy. He was big before independent. He big now. He had money before the game. I respect that. That's why he should get more respect. That battle. Now that I look at it, being a grown man, and I go back to it, I fuck with T.I. Matter of fact, I got an episode on here, T.I. best 25 songs, 20 songs. So I fuck with T.I., you know, shit. Maybe I need to do some more pods with other rappers. But that's how much I fuck with Tip. But that battle was kind of fugazi. I love how Tip was aggressive and he called him out and Flip ran from that. And even how Tip came to, I'm going to say T.I. just so it ain't Tip Flip. But even how T.I. came to Cloverland and they did all that. But when we was young, the internet was still, I don't want to say it was new, but it wasn't like it was now. Like, everybody wasn't recording everything. Like, if what happened at Cloverland supposedly happened in 2022, even 2018, everybody would have had video of it. It was no video. So all we heard was Flip came in the nigga hood, and T.I. came in the nigga hood, ain't nobody do nothing to him. And after that, Scarface called him the King of the South, or either Scarface called him that beforehand and T.I. pulled up and leapt. Like, either way it go, the fact that T.I. came to his hood and T.I. said that, you know, he had the nigga running and all this other shit, like, and nobody will really believe Flip, because it's like, nigga, at the end of the day, we need to see some footage to say what you said is true. All we know is the nigga pulled up to your hood, everybody say, you even say that he pulled up to your hood, and he left without a scratch. I mean, that's what he said. Ain't no video to, you know, So it's like everybody rocked with T.I. Plus T.I. was better. T.I. was more popular. So that just kind of made Flip look whack and whack and whack. And then Flip was run, like he would call himself the King of the South. Then he would kind of run from it. Then he tried to come back to it. And Tip was always like, nah, I'm the King of the South. And of course, Scarface deadened him. But as I look back on that battle, which really wasn't a battle, but as I look back at the situation, T.I. just saw something he thought was sweet. He knew that as far as like a street rapper, that Flip wasn't that. So as soon as Flip did any little thing, not that T.I. wouldn't have that energy with nobody, because Flip fucked up. He shouldn't have did the little slick shit he did at the show in Atlanta when he was like, he the king and all this other shit. But T.I. just wouldn't let it go. T.I. would not. T.I. drilled that shit into the ground, bro. I'm not going to say T.I. built his career off of that, because he didn't. T.I. was already buzzing heavy. He already had Rubber Band Man. All that shit was popping. But it's like that shit really cemented T.I. as like, yo, he a savage and he a rap. So when you cement, when somebody cements themselves, their legacy, by ending you, by getting you out of here, that's automatically going to lower your respect. But as I sit back and look at it from an older age, it really wasn't that serious. It wasn't that serious. The people that was there say neither one of them fought. It was just, the only reason why T.I. pulled up is because he had somebody from Cloverland that didn't really fuck with them no more. So they pulled up, they talked shit, they was about to fight. Somebody shot in the air, everybody left, and that was it. T.I. would have got points for that. But if that was the story that came out when it came out, Flip wouldn't have got ethered for that. Niggas wouldn't have been like, oh, he puts, like, niggas wouldn't have did that. They did that because we didn't have the internet. Everybody didn't have cameras back then. It wasn't academics. It wasn't on Twitter. It wasn't all over the place as soon as it happened. So we just had to take the more popular guy word for it. And it was confirmed he was in Houston. So it's like, well, shit, he said he was there. Well, why are you going to lie about anything else? Not saying he lied, but he just knew what to say and what not to say. So that battle really wasn't that serious. Besides him getting out rap. But the embarrassment shit, it really wasn't that serious. All right. Now, lastly, I think Flip got a chance to come back. I saw him on Vlad. I ain't watched the episode, but I saw him on Vlad. He was there for the verses. They brought him out for the verses. And at the end of the verses, he had a great moment where he freestyled. I believe that's going to be the trigger to bring Flip back into the public eye. I'm not saying he's going to come back and start selling millions of albums and all that shit. But I believe Flip is going to have another moment. I believe Flip is going to have another moment because hip hop goes through cycles. And it's already returning back to the skillful cycle with people like Griselda, that's holding it down. And Cole, even what he say on that Johnny P. Caddy verse, he trying to, I forget how he said, but he trying to revive a game that's dying. And when he say that, he talking about the lyricism. So with lyricism coming back, skill is going to be more renowned. And when skill becomes more renowned, you're going to have people freestyling and something going to happen where that's just going to be made to be a big deal. And then Kendrick might do it on a public scale and people be like, holy shit. And then boom, Flip. But I believe that that's going to be what get Flip back to have a moment. It's going to be the culture embracing actual real freestyling off the top of your head, not memorizing shit, not to minimize that, but it's not as hard. It's not easy to memorize some shit, you know, 32 bars, 64 bars, and then come on a radio station or go wherever you go and spit that shit. I'm not saying that's easy, but it's not off the top of your head. You're just recollecting your memory. And anybody that ever wrote anything, especially raps before, knows when you write some shit, you constantly practicing it after every single bar. You're writing, you're practicing, you're writing, you're just trying to make sure it sounds good. So once you finish your rap, it's not like it's that hard to remember it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you already kind of got how it go. You already know how it's supposed to go, how you're supposed to flow, all that. All right. So that's why I believe Flip don't get enough respect, and why I believe he will get more respect going forward.